Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Mario in San Rafael that wants to kick things off, Joe.
Love San Rafael.
It's me, Mario. Yahoo! What's up, Mario?
Hey, Shasky. Hey, Spadoni. This is how it ends. Heartbreak. We go to the playoffs with Mac. No doubt about it. He's been great. But he's not going to be able to take us over the hump. He can't move. Okay, you take a look at how the quarterbacks that win, they either get the ball out right away or they just do that sidestep. 1-2, get the ball out just when you think they're going to get tackled, and that's it. Unfortunately, this is going to end in heartbreak for us. Lastly, Shasky, as a 90s kid, I think you'd appreciate this. We're going to see tonight something we never experienced in our childhood. The Warriors on NBA, on NBC, with the jingle, with us winning. We never got that as kids. Tonight, it all changes.
It's such a great call.
Mario, I remember
when I used to watch Peter Vesey on Sunday. It would be like the 9 o'clock Sunday morning game. I don't even know if you guys.
Oh, it's great.
Like the '90s, and I know the boss man's here today, and he's a little older. Me and him were basically spooning over the '92 and '93.
That's an image.
Toronto Blue Jays. I think of Peter Vesey and coming out of the locker room right now, or the New York Knicks with Patrick Ewing and John Starks and Charles Oakley, like. Out of this jingle, it makes the hair on my arm stand up.
Mm.
And the Warriors never, ever, ever had a Sunday matinee matchup, ever.
And now they're going to.
It was the Bulls. It was the Pacers. It was the Knicks. It would be the Miami Heat sometimes. It would be the Lakers, the Portland Trailblazers, maybe even the Phoenix Sun. It was never the Warriors.
So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's great. I love that bet. You can honestly feel free to, whenever we talk about the Warriors tonight, you can just pot that up.
Do you guys know who Peter Vesey is? I'm not trying to like date myself.
Steiny's referenced him many a time.
So you have no idea.
Who is Peter Vesey?
He would be like the sideline reporter of NBC of that era.
Okay.
Right? Peter Vesey was, I mean, Matt, how else would I describe him? Like, the Mean Gene Okerlund of basketball from the 90s?
Oh, he was the Shams of our time.
Oh, interesting.
Would
you
put him on the Shams level? I guess you would, huh?
Wait, there was no social media.
Yeah.
He had all the information.
Like, when I say the name Peter Vesey, you already have, like, a solid view of exactly who I'm talking about, right, Matt?
That is correct.
So, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, he'd be like the David Aldridge from Once Upon a Time, you know, Craig Sager, because he's doing sideline.
Yeah.
But he also was the insider, too, on top of that.
He
wow.
was Craig Sager before Craig Sager. Okay. Even though Sager goes back to the 70s.
For sure.
You know, like, I think Sager, to me, really took off in the 2000s, mm-hmm. even though I know he's been doing it for five decades, have been doing it for, like, Peter Vesey was the man. Also, you have to remember, TNT was a cable network, and when I was growing up, not everyone had cable.
Right.
Everyone had NBC.
Right.
Because it was one of the four whatever main channels, right? So even if your family didn't have cable, because I had a lot of friends whose family didn't have cable. We didn't have cable till I believe like the 1990, 91. Right. We got the little box.
Yep.
So like NBC on basketball, like that was a main staple channel.
And we're going to have it tonight, 7 o'clock tip, and we'll have all the coverage pre and post right here, and the game, obviously, on 95.7 game.
He was opinionated, though, Peter Vesey. Like, he would give you information and insights and was really tapped in, but didn't he also do kind of like opinions, too, as well?
He definitely had opinions, but he also had breaking story. He was the guy with the information of firings, trades, while the show was going on, because we didn't have any social media.
No. No.
Apparently, he's still active on social media.
Follows me.
He's 82 years young. Yeah. Does he follow you?
Yeah, he follows everyone, though.
Well, he's following 25,000 people.
But
God,
like,
love him.
When I say the name, like, Peter Vesey, like, I think of Bob Costas and his soliloquies. He would have these, like, long, written-out, like, monologues at the beginning of all these. And he'd be sitting at, like, almost like a production studio, like a movie studio. You know what I'm talking about? Like, one of those chairs. What do they call those? I don't even.
What do you mean?
You know when you see like the director sitting at one of those wooden like chairs?
Director's chair?
The director's chair?
Yeah,
the director's chair. Yeah. Bob Costas would be sitting at half court and then he would deliver this monologue. Matt, do you understand what I'm trying to like, the picture I'm trying to paint?
I love your paintings.
And then they would like turn and it would be like, it would be either, you know, Tom Tolbert at one time. I remember when it was Tolbert and it was Bill Walton, but I think that was ABC. I don't think that was NBC.
No, I think it was NBC because I was watching Like Mike, which is a movie from the year 2000 with Lil Bow Wow, and Benny loves it. It's about this kid that gets Michael Jordan's North Carolina shoes, and he gets like shocked from the power lines, and he gets like the powers of Michael Jordan whenever he puts on these shoes, basically, and he's like a little kid, right? So he gets to play in the NBA. It's one of those stories, and in one of the segments, in Lil Bow Wow, in this case, his name is Calvin Cambridge. He is an orphan, and he's at an orphanage, and Tom Tolbert and Hannah Storm NBC Sports halftime crew in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty funny just to see old school Tom Tolbert from 25 years ago, basically.
But you got to understand that, like, when you only had the handful of channels, right, you didn't have, like, the way that is presented on ESPN the last, let's say, 10 years. You'd have Stephen A. and Bob Myers and Kendrick Perkins. He's just like, it's just like a bunch of hot air, okay? When I was a kid, and I'm not trying to say it was better then, I was just saying it was different. You had Mr. Journalism, Bob Costas, and he would write down an essay. He was obviously reading off a teleprompter and he'd have his little notes, but he would have this full like essay on the two teams that were playing, and it would be from a journalist background, and the production level of what you were seeing was through the roof, and it would set the scene or the table. You've got Michael Jordan, the two-time champs, and they're playing in the Boston Garden on a Sunday morning, or they're at Madison Square Garden, and the fans hate them, and the last seven times that they've played, and it was like make the whole scene just get elevated. And like the presentation of NBC was through the roof. And because there was only a handful of channels, it was the only thing that was on. I don't know.
It's a great
point. It really makes me like nostalgic.
It's a great point because I felt like this for a long time as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live from the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I felt for a while now, ESPN's coverage of the NBA Finals has just not felt big time.
No, there wasn't pomp and circumstance.
It just hasn't been there. And you know, it Unfortunately, it's kind of coincided with the loss of Stuart Scott. Once Stuart Scott kind of stepped away, he was the one that made it feel big time for me as a kid. When it was him, Magic, I think John Barry was on there. I thought John Barry was really good.
John Barry was great.
It was him. I think Mike Wilbon was on there as well. But this is before Wilbon was oversaturated. So I liked Wilbon on that set, but it felt big time with Stuart Scott. I don't know how else to describe it. And since he, and obviously rest in peace, since he's, you know, part of this earth, they've tried to replace him and they really just have not been able to do that. And you can't replace a guy like that, but it's just never felt big time. And I'm hoping that with NBC and now Amazon on board, they can get back to it feeling big time. TNT did thrive. I felt big time Ernie and all those boys. Yeah.
No Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, probably.
Look, Stephen A. has his place in media, but not on like pre and post game shows. I just like that you bring up Stuart Scott. See, to me, it was the rise of Stephen A. Smith. I think he's ruined basketball coverage.
And that coincided with Stuart Scott, you know, departing, right? Yeah. So there's all that. And I kind of look back as we draw it back to the NFL. It always feels big time with the NFL.
Why? Because you don't have Stephen A. Smith there.
Because it all feels, and they also promote it in a way, Joe, that makes it feel like life or death almost.
Yeah, and it should
everything
be.
Is do or die. Every win is amazing, joy, jubilation. Every loss is crushing. Our season's over, our year's over. That's how they present it, whether it's NBC, whether it's ABC or ESPN on Monday Night Football in this case, whether it's CBS, whether it's Fox. And eventually, because they're still kind of in like the birth stage of this, eventually Amazon will get there. I'm hoping it's sooner rather than later. And that might just be a change when it comes to Al Michaels, whoever takes over him, this, that, and the other. But that's what the NBA needs to get to, the NFL's level of the production. Now, talking about the NFL, and we're talking about Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. We got Brian Baldinger joining us in about 25 minutes, courtesy of River Island's Baldy Breakdowns every single Tuesday.
Can I stop you for 1 second? As you talk about the NBC, because I do think it's important. I know you want to get into the NFL.
Okay.
Trust me, I get it. Marv Albert also was one of the voices of our times. I know he's a joke now. I know we roll our eyes now.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Like whatever Howard Cosell was to football at a time, that's what Marv Albert was to basketball.
I remember Marv Albert not only doing the basketball, the Eastern or Western Conference playoffs and all that, for TNT. He was also doing CBS football on Sundays, too.
Marv did everything. Yeah. But I associate him with Sunday basketball.
Totally.
On NBC.
His son, Kenny, by the way, Kenny Albert, who's been doing it for a long time, NHL and for Fox football, very nice man. I met him personally.
Oh, nice.
Randomly at Bay Street Emeryville in Barnes & Noble. I'll always remember that. Just a normal guy. He was calling a Giants-Reds game like for Fox over a weekend randomly. Very nice guy. So shout out Kenny Albert, too.
I do believe the, as you look at, you talk about the NFL, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, there's a level of professionalism and like, they're there. It's big time, right? Like you feel the magnitude. Marv Albert, and then I referenced Peter Vesey. You'd have like Ahmad Rashad would also, and I don't know if you guys know that name, but he was like Mr. Michael Jordan. He was an NFL player, but turned into a broadcaster.
Joe, that doc, the Jordan doc, Ahmad Rashad was like the second, like most important guy it felt like in that because he was telling all the stories.
Yes.
And him and Jordan were very tight. Yes.
I forgot he was even in that doc. Yes. I totally forgot about that. But like that, there was this level of like stardom. Like Ahmad Rashad was humongous. And he did this television show for kids on the 90s Saturday morning. You know how they had This Week in Baseball? They had an equivalent NBA show for kids on Saturday morning on NBC, and Ahmad Rashad would host it. And he was just great. And so I'm really excited for the Warriors and Lakers sign on NBC. I think it's going to be freaking awesome. And then the fact that the Warriors are involved in it as they're coming back, it does, to the caller's point, it does make me feel a certain kind of way.
It's almost like it's this Christmas feeling where it's something new and something fresh, and we like that. Now, it's going to have its own period of, this is cool, it's cool, until something fails and we all hate it and it's not great or whatever. But like, because that was Amazon Prime for Thursday Night Football. It was new. It was awesome. Like, okay. And then it was just like, all right, we're not really feeling this, the pre and post game crew. All right, Al Michaels, maybe NBC was right, maybe moving off of him. Kirk Herbstreit, more of a college guy. It's fine. It just doesn't feel big time right now. And I'm hoping for NBC's sake, and I think it's going to be because, first and foremost, Mike Tirico is big time.
And there's not a doubt in my mind.
At a huge level. Hell, he did the Baron Davis dunk with Tariqo. Hubie Brown, the nationally televised version. Hello, that was Mike Tirico on the call for that on AK-47, yeah.
He's
right?
done, you know, whether it's the Open, he's done the Masters, yes. He's done NBA Finals, he's done NFL. I love Tirico.
Absolutely. And he was just on the call for Sunday Night Football where the 49ers beat the Falcons 20-10 to move to 5-2 on this season. I want to hear
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.